Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
If you are retired or about to retire, now is the time for open enrollment for Medicare. Let's go in depth with Elodie Opstad with the Senior Health Insurance Program in Indianola. Elodie, what's the Senior Health Insurance Information Program?
Thanks, Bob. The Senior Health Insurance Information Program, SHIP, is a program that helps persons on Medicare figure out what they're qualified for, and also helps them navigate the complexities of getting health insurance.
Okay.
And our role is to provide them information and advocate for them, and to so they make the best decisions for themselves. We don't sell anything. Our services are free. We're volunteers. Everything remains confidential. We're just here to help people navigate the complexities of Medicare.
And we have, and you're in Warren County, but there's people that helped us in Marion County as well, and Jasper, all over, right?
I think we're in 87 counties now with almost 400 volunteers throughout Iowa with paid staff in Des Moines.
But you all here are volunteers.
Yes, we are. We are very much volunteers.
I presume there's intermittent meetings or, you know, you have
Yes. We get continual emails from the paid staff. We also have 4 updates a year, and we have to be recertified every year as SHIP counselors because everything keeps changing, and opportunities and how to understand the complexities of Medicare. So, and we see people all year round, but right now is the start of open enrollment, and all SHIP counselors are really busy right now. Because seniors can change their drug plan coverage right now. However they get it, they have an opportunity to change their drug plan. And so what we do is we evaluate, we take their medications, and we look at the health plans that are, the drug plans that are available for them, and we let them know which ones are the lowest costs and which ones have restrictions and how they can still continue to use their same pharmacy for the lowest cost.
Wow. Well, this sounds very valuable. And this interview is taking place on October 15th. It's going to air after that. And so that's the, so when people are hearing this, it's open enrollment time until when?
Until December 7th. December 7th. And open enrollment for Medicare's drug plan coverage is the same dates every year, October 15th through December 7th.
Why have a period? Why not allow, well, because you want to have some time off of your volunteering efforts, I guess. So that's why they have the enrollment. And then I guess processing, bookkeeping, stuff like that. You
Correct.
Don't want it all the time.
There are people who can change during the year, and those people are persons getting assistance with Medicare costs, and also people going out of skilled care and nursing homes. So we do help people with their drug plans year-round, and also people are continually turning 65 and going on Medicare, or going on Medicare after they stop working on employer plans.
Should everybody go on Medicare after 65 or no?
No. There are some situations if you are continuing to be employed and have credible coverage through an employer, you do not have to go on Medicare. And we help people understand that as well. So what we do is we might have welcome to Medicare's where we'll have 50 or 60 people in the room, but we also see people individually, individual appointments, and go through their situation and what they are thinking about doing as they approach 65 and thinking about their own retirement.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Elodie Opstad with the Senior Health Insurance Program in Indianola. Who do you think should come? People after what age? Maybe,
They don't need to see us until 3 months before turning 65 if they're going to retire. At 65 or 3 months before retiring from an employer.
3 months before. Mm-hmm. Okay. What if I'm never going to retire?
Oh, then you never have to see us. If you have credible coverage through that employer.
Well, yeah, I do, and I'm having too much fun to retire.
Then don't.
Okay. All right. But if I were, I should just...
And you could see us or call us anytime if you have any questions about that.
Yeah. Well, so what are some of the benefits that are provided?
From
signing up. Is it just drugs or all of our care?
Oh, no. Medicare coverage, Part A and B, you might have heard those phrases before, covers about 80% of medical costs with no ceiling for your 20%, okay? And then in 2006, Medicare added drug plans. So that hasn't been around as long that you have to have a drug plan, okay? Now, for that 20% of medical that's not paid for by Medicare Part A and B, some people get a supplement, and there's another option for getting Medicare where you get Medicare Advantage, which is a different way of getting Medicare. And we can explain all this in a way that people understand it. Because what happens as you approach 65 is you start getting a ton of mail, and it gets confusing. And I tell people, put the mail in a corner somewhere until we talk, and then you'll know what to do with it.
Okay, so what's Medicare Part A?
Part A covers predominantly the hospital side of charges. Part B covers outpatient. But of course, it's not that simple. There are points where they overlap. And that's where SHIP can help. This is confusing, and all of the sign-up periods and enrollment times, they're not the same. They fluctuate, or they're not consistent, because Medicare, unfortunately, like a lot of government programs, things were approved at different points in time, so it can be appear inconsistent as far as what you're supposed to do. And that's where the confusion comes in, and that's where SHIP can help.
Yeah.
We can help navigate that.
All right. Well, I will say I'm confused.
I have a really good visual.
Okay. But I guess I'm saying that because it's nice to have somebody that, you know, this is, you know, what you want to do. You're driven to do it. You want to know it. You want to help people. You want to do it right.
We do. And right now for open enrollment, and when we're going to be seeing our five counselors, we'll see probably almost 500 people in 6 weeks. So we're seeing a lot of people very quickly. But the joy we get out of it, of saving people money, it's an addiction. To have somebody in front of you who doesn't know what to do and their drug costs have gone up so much, and we can save them quite a bit. It's really quite fun.
Like how much can you save?
Well, it depends on the medications. A lot of people last year were saving, about $200, $240 a couple. But somebody that's on a lot of medications and is paying a lot at the counter, sometimes it's thousands a year we can save them. I've had people leave the office in tears of happiness for having saved them. And probably a little disbelief that it's really going to be true. But it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars can be, you know, like for a senior. Yeah.
Fixed income.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's unbelievable sometimes. And not that those happen every day, but certainly good money. You know, I would consider a $10 to $20, $30 a month. Hey, that's lunch and dinner. I mean, so that's worthy of saving somebody.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And also bringing them understanding of how they might navigate through the donut hole, and we don't even need to go there, but how they might find other avenues for maybe covering cost of medications that are always going to be high. Insulins, inhalers, cardiac medications, eye drops, those are all high dollar items.
Yeah, well, I have family members that with the donut hole and extended battles with cancer, it essentially bankrupted them.
Well, and that's where, if we can, we like to help people as much as we can. And if they qualify for assistance, we'll help them with that too, navigate that enrollment process with Medicaid, as well as getting assistance, extra help with drug costs through Social Security. So
you know all that, too.
Oh, yes. We are all qualified to help people navigate those application processes and follow through to final notification.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Elodie Opstad with the Senior Health Insurance Program in Indianola. Well, and you mentioned Medicare Advantage. What's that?
Medicare Advantage is a different way of getting Medicare. It's through an insurance company. And basically, you still pay your Part B premium, but you get a different kind of coverage. Typically, it's got a very strong network, and you must stay in that network. Whereas Medicare, original Medicare with a supplement, it's any provider USA. So there's some other things too. There's more co-pays and deductibles with Medicare Advantage. It's a good option for a lot of people, but we want to make sure people understand their choices. So that's why we go over all this with them anytime they want, not just during open enrollment.
Is it so complex that maybe I don't know what's best for me and my family? Is that ever, or can you say, Bob, you really need to do this?
No, we're not. We don't recommend. We advise, we educate, we advocate in order for you to know your best decision. But we do not recommend a certain choice. What I find when I'm talking with somebody, if I go over the options, they naturally start steering towards a certain choice. And at that point, then I can go into more detail on those choices. And if we have to backtrack, that's fine. We will to another option and review that again. That's why these individual appointments are so important, because every person, every situation is unique. That's what makes it fun to be a counselor, too. I mean, you can't count on knowing what a person is going to gravitate to, what they want to do. So
it's nice to help people, isn't it?
It is. I love it.
Do you need more counselors? Do you think you're about right?
We're about right. We added Don this year, and so that was nice. So we have five. And I think the most challenging part is during this open enrollment, because we're seeing so many people. And then the rest of the year isn't as crowded with appointments. But we're all working right now. I mean, all five of us, we will be working. We have half the activity center. We have an office out at the Indianola Activity Center on the west side of town. And pretty much they let us take over a couple more rooms so that we can be running five counselors at the same time.
And so can people just stop by, or
they need to make a call? They have. Thank you, Bob. It's by appointment only. And our phone number is 515-962-5375.
Yeah, you don't want people just showing up. It could be crazy.
Well, and they have to bring their Medicare card, and they need to bring their prescription drugs. We like them to bring the bottles. I hate to say it, but not many people make a list that's accurate.
Really?
Yeah, and there are, on some of these most common medications, there may be half a dozen ways they're prepared. So we need to get the right one.
Can you share a best moment, a time when you really think you made a difference, something that you went away, you went home smiling and happy? Can you share something?
There's many. I would say saving several thousand dollars for a couple. When they came in the door, they didn't know how they were going to make it through next year with their medications. They didn't know how they were going to pay. And when they left, we had gotten them on a drug plan for which it just reduced their cost by, I would say, in that range, it was $4,000 to $5,000 that year. And that was phenomenal to be able to do that for them. There's also situations where we're helping people, and I've helped people get Medicaid. and they didn't know they qualified, and it relieved their financial burden. It made it so they could, they got a zero-cost drug plan, their medications were reduced to $3 and $8, and they could afford to take their medications once again. And those are moments that you're bringing a, you're just creating a whole new avenue for how they might, their lives might be improved. And that, that those are big moments. When they give you a hug. But yeah, that's why I keep doing it. And I'm happy to do that. And all of our counselors are. I mean, that's why we continue going to the updates and certifications and reading our manuals and doing all that kind of work. But it's those moments that drive it.
Thanks to Elodie Opstad for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.